Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I would love some advice on helping an older sibling, one, prepare to be a big brother or a big sister, or if you're coming in and they already are a big brother or a big sister, but they're struggling with that job title.
Okay, so for me personally, the family I am with, I was nannying for the oldest child first, and then there was a pregnancy, and then the next child was born. So I think there are a couple of really great things that you can do. So talking about the, you know, child in vitro as it's growing, like really conversing with your eldest child about like what's happening, what they can expect. You want them to know that there's going to be another human being in addition to the family, another playmate, someone to love, someone to talk to, sing with, play with. You want to frame it in a really, really positive way, and the ways that it is going to change your family, but for the better. And it's little conversations that you can have over the period of 9 months. So when the baby is born, it's not this, oh my gosh, this is like a human. This is another person that's in this space in my life. Another really popular thing to do is give a present to the older sibling from the baby. And I think that that can be absolutely wonderful because it sets like a nice tone. Oh, this is what the baby gave you. They're so excited for you to be their big brother, big sister. But I think in addition to that, and what can even be even more important, is really carving out a space or a job or like a niche for the older sister or brother. Because what a lot of the feelings they might be feeling is left out. They don't know how they fit into the family. Of course, they may know that you still love them, but you know, there is another human being that's going to need a lot of your time, a lot of your attention, and they just might feel a little lost. So if in all the things you're doing, I mean, feeding, changing clothing, there are even just the smallest ways of involving the older sibling, it can make a world of difference in making them feel included.
Right. And another thing that I have noticed is when that younger sibling comes along, they are doing things that the older sibling literally just finished with, you know, so that getting bottle fed or getting potty trained later on, things like that, that they kind of miss. You know?
Yeah. It feels good, you know, to be like nurtured, to be babied. And there might be some kind of longing that goes through that. But if you frame it, and you know, they'll hopefully be receptive to it. But it may take time, persistence, you know, consistency of giving them a job or helping them or, you know. Something that my girls really like to do is they like to keep each other company in the bathroom, which, you know, may sound like a little strange, but the older, you know, the younger sibling is expressing interest. And, you know, right now we're just, when she's interested, we go in there, but she's very into, well, you know, I don't want her to be lonely and I'll sit in there with her and like, I'll show her how to get the toilet paper. She's really thrived on being able to show her younger sister, well, this is how it is done. Let me give you some pointers. When the youngest child was younger, I mean, she's still in diapers, but when she was younger, they got step stools. So she could be, the oldest child could be right there with you. And so I would maybe ask her, hey, can you hand me a wipe? Or just little things like that to make them feel included, to give them a job, something to feel proud about, something to take ownership for. So it's not so much like, oh, this, you know, that's my sister. That's my sister and I do these things for her and I'm so proud to have her, you know?
Yeah, that's really great advice. And then I also think there's room in that for praising how well they do something.
Oh, absolutely.
Of like, oh my gosh, you eat all your vegetables every time. Can you help your younger sibling learn how to eat all of their vegetables every time? Or you pick out the best books.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a big kind of buzz phrase I'm always using is, can you please set a good example? Or, you know, your younger sister does. She sees you and you're so big and you're so cool. You do these things. So she just mimics, or she does exactly what you do. Can you set the example? Can you show her how a big girl acts? Like how, you know, how a big kid does it? And, you know, that always like kind of little bit of pride, you know, it stands up a little straighter. You'd be surprised how much kids like really want to take pride in their work or what they're doing.
Oh, yes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.